Well, let me say, first of all, I'm very thankful to be in the house of God, and I'm thankful to be among my Christian brothers and sisters. Bear with me for a moment. This is not my strong point. I'm a photographer in L.A., just to give you a frame of reference, and people often ask me, I shoot actors. They often ask me, if I want to be an actor, have I ever wanted to be an actor? And I say, no, I'm happy to be behind the camera. I'm an observer. I'm the guy that likes to sit in the back of the service and just watch and listen. So,
but today you get to sit in the front.
I'm out of my element here. So, but I'm very thankful to be, especially in this day and age, with everything going in, on around the world, to be able to gather together with believers. Just to give you a frame of reference, real quickly, I was born in a Christian home. I was raised. I was very privileged to be able to be brought up. Hearing the word of God from a young age. And there came a point in my life as an adult that I became very secure in my faith. I became, I came to a point to where I could feel God's hand on my life, and I could feel his hand moving my path. As life often does, it threw me a number of curves. And that began a path of making choices that drew me further and further from God. There was a point, my mother died in 2009, and there was a point and before she died that she really, she pressed. She was constantly calling me, constantly telling me, son, you need to get back in church. And my thought process then, and my response to her every time was, Mom, I haven't turned my back on God. I still adhere to the basic tenets of my faith. What I was really saying to her is, I know the truth, but I don't want to be accountable to it. That attitude took me further and further away. And there came a point where I was so isolated, probably for 2 or 3 months, I would cry out to God, and I would ask that he would put me on somebody's heart. That never came. What God wanted from me was an active approach to him. I was still, in that moment, I was still wanting God to do the work. I was wanting somebody else to do the work and tell me that I had separated myself from God. I knew the truth, but I still didn't want to face it. In a moment of desperation, I sent a text to the only lifeline back to the gospel I knew. I had a number of Christian friends, but I knew there were very few who would actually speak the truth to me. I wasn't looking for somebody to fix my problem at that point. I needed somebody to stand in the gap. Long story short, that's what Bill did. And I say all that to say this, my thankfulness right now at this point is the grace of God. I look back over the last 16 years and I can look back in retrospect and I see God never left my side. He protected me at every turn. And I guess if there's anything that I can sum that up with is to encourage you, is when you get to a point where you have nothing, God becomes everything. And when you press into that and you accept that and you run to him, because that's what he wants from us, he receives us back just as the father received the prodigal son. And he doesn't put us to work in the fields. He puts robes on us and he blesses us again. So I'm thankful for Bill. I'm thankful for God. I'm thankful for the grace of God and for his mercy.
Well, thank you. You know, that story is really how God works. God works through people, but God does the work. And Jim, kind of like many of us have done in this room, including myself, have been overwhelmed by things that happened, and we just lost hope, and we started living our lives where we controlled it instead of God, and we just drifted and drifted and drifted, and the next thing you knew, we didn't understand who we were anymore, and something happened where we looked at ourselves and realized how hard our hearts had become, and we realized how far from God we were, and we didn't know how to get back. And it's interesting, and most of the people in this room who've experienced that, I didn't pray a prayer like he did, where I was praying and said, God, have someone reach out to me. But that's what we wanted. It's what we needed. And one of the things that I want, you know, you guys to get out of this story is, if you're in that place, you got to take the step. You can't just pray, God, help me. You need to become part of a community of believers who are walking towards God. God made us to live together, to seek him together. And you got to take that step out. And if you're in a place where God has redeemed your life, you got to realize that the reason you're here instead of in heaven is because there are people around you that they're inside crying out in desperation, wanting to have peace in their heart and wanting to have God's to know God loves them, and yet they've lost the hope that that happens, and they need someone, because God physically can't say, hey, I love you because God does, and I'm here because God wants to speak to you. And not that I've got the answers, but you can seek God on your own. Open up that Bible. Start praying. Start looking at who God is and how he loves you, and ask him to build your faith and to strengthen you and to pull you out. And he will. And this room's full of people that have been pulled out like that. But I love that story because it's got both sides to it. And he's, you know, he texted me a year or so ago. God has done wonders in his life. And now he's looking to reach out and reaching out. And because that's what God does. We worship God because he rescues us. We worship God because he saves us. We worship God because no one can take our hearts when it is beaten to the ground and give it life except for Christ. And so let's just pray. Father, we are so grateful for you. We are so grateful to know that what's impossible with men and what's impossible for us to do, to rearrange and rebuild our lives, we sometimes come to that point where we realize we've done so much damage that there is just no hope for us. And yet with you, there is always hope. And we may not be able to rescue ourselves, but Christ can rescue us. And we want to make that step, to turn that corner from having you work on us to get us to submit to you, to where you're working in us to take our life and make good out of it. And you do that through the power of the blood of Christ and the power of the resurrection and the spirit that lives in us as we love and give our faith to you. And so we stand here together to praise you and to thank you with grateful hearts, because you are all we really need. In Christ's name we pray, amen.